I remember being back in 8th or 9th grade, sitting in health class, and going over the chapter on drugs. And I knew at an early age that addiction was real. I also knew at this age, and we're talking 14, 15 years old, that the only way that I could ever become an addict was to risk becoming an addict. The only way I could ever become a junkie was to take drugs and risk becoming a junkie. I've been that junkie. I took that risk, and I absolutely know without any shadow of a doubt that once I chose to risk such a risk, that addiction stripped choice from me, therefore becoming a disease. And this is where things get so debatable, because everybody wants to say addiction is a disease, and I do believe that once you're in it, it is. When you're in the middle of addiction, you have no choice but to use. I've been there, and I cannot say that it's any different than that. And any addict out there right now going through it, I know, has no choice. You know, yesterday, I was fortunate enough to talk to a doctor who specializes in addiction. He told me that addicts, without some kind of help, some kind of maintenance program or arrest, stand little or no chance of recovery. In fact, he said that most people who try to stop cold turkey, and they can't measure why, they can't measure the data, science can't really put their hands around it, but they'll go a year, 2 years without using, but yet their life doesn't improve. They still feel really depressed. They still feel really anxiety-ridden, and it gets so overwhelming for them that they relapse. Now, this person obviously is still suffering from the disease of addiction. Now, what I thought was very interesting was how the doctor said they couldn't measure it. There was no data available as to why this is, why somebody can quit for so long and yet still be so miserable. I do believe there is an answer. Through prison, through my own studies, through religion, through NA, and through paralleling all other recovery stories, one thing that I have seen and truly believe in, that this is very much a spiritual problem that cannot be measured, that obviously needs a spiritual solution. See, I think something happens when we risk it and addiction sets in, man. We forget, we don't even know who we are. It strips our morals. We hate ourselves. We have no self-confidence. And everything is destroyed in the addict in the inside. He has no heart left. He barely has a mind. And he's hanging on for dear life, and he really don't know what to do with his life. Therefore, he's stuck in the midst of this horrible disease that causes himself to look in the mirror and not see anything good. You know, I just read a book called Imperfections, and she talked about how any lifestyle change seems to have a spiritual aspect to it. Now, for me, what that would be is I wake up, I tend to listen to speeches, motivational speeches, and I get most spiritual in the gym and at night in any conversation I have with a former addict. What pains me, what really frustrates me with recovery in general, is the idea that everybody knows what's best for everybody. You know, I just did a podcast with an individual yesterday, and we talked about this, and they told him at 2 years clean, and this guy has recovered. He does not show any signs of depression because he's not depressed. He has done really well with life. But he's still 66% drunk because he didn't do it their way. You know, and I personally wasn't allowed to get my 5-year token in my hometown, which I think is really sad because I didn't do it their way. I don't care what way you do it. I just know that somehow you have to look inside yourself. Somehow I had to look back and understand that even though I suffered from a disease, and even though anybody's going to agree that I suffered from a disease, that I myself made the risk to become an addict. I chose to take that risk. Now, I didn't think I would get the disease, you know. It's like a typical 8-year-old, you know. You tell them not to touch the freaking stove because it's hot. They got to find out for themselves. Well, I touched the stove and I got burnt. Problem is, we're insane. And we keep doing it over and over and over again, you know. It's crazy. But only once I was able to be arrested and truly look at myself and say, you know what, I chose it and take responsibility for everything I've ever done, was I able to change who I was on the inside. I feel sorry for people, man. There's people out here dying left and right. And when they come to us for help, I just think we just need to be there with some compassion and love. I don't care if you believe in my God. I don't really care if you think the gym's great or terrible. I don't care if you like Buddhism. I don't care if you do it through self-help. I don't care if you're doing it on willpower. We need to start empowering people. I just feel like there's such a huge portion of us out there that's not being touched. And the only thing that I can think of is we're powerless when we come. And we tend to keep people powerless. And all I'm saying is maybe we should try to empower people. You know, build them up. Who cares about what they believe? Just help them. They'll figure that out on their own. And when they figure that out, be happy for them. Be happy they find they know who they are and what they believe in. Be happy they're not using. Be happy they're not out here dying every day and they actually have a chance to raise a family, go to jobs, have a good life, have dreams, have goals. Because that's what we're after. I don't need you to go to the gym. I don't need you to believe in God. I just need you to be sober and love yourself, man. I'm feeling frustrated. Feeling real frustrated this whole thing. Not because I'm at risk. I'm never going to use again. And I don't care who out there right now wants to say that I'm crazy for saying that, because I'm not. I will die sober. I don't want it. In fact, I hate it. I'm thankful for it, though. I think we really need to reevaluate how we look at this whole epidemic. I'm very passionate about it. I love nothing more than seeing people break free of this. And it's obvious we're missing things. That doctor also told me yesterday that there is a lot of evidence, new evidence coming out, that science can support, talking about how exercise greatly increases our chances of recovery. Greatly. Because it's spiritual, man. When you get in that room, when you get in that weight room, and this is you versus you, that's all spirituality ever was. It's all it ever has been. Is you conquering your own mind. And that's where the power is. And once you can conquer yourself, man, you can give it away to anybody. Anybody who wants it. Because how the hell are you supposed to give it away if you don't even have it? How are you supposed to give it away when you're still relying on something else to make you who you are? I don't understand it. Who's my God? It's just the principles I stand on. It's the same principles any God would stand on. To have courage when I feel afraid. To believe in what I can't see. To accept what is and what isn't. To have compassion for those who still suffer because I've been there. That's where God dwells. That's when I feel most alive. So yeah, man. You know, that's all I got today. I really want to start empowering people, man. We are great people. We can do great things with the power of choice. And when we know we have that power, when we choose to use that power for the greater good, only good can happen. I love my life. I love you. I'm going to keep doing what I do. If you're struggling, if you're if you're still an addict, you can always get a hold of me. You might not agree with what I do or how I do it, but man, if you do, we'll have a good time. Later.